Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, December 4th, 2007. Israeli government cuts off fuel from Gaza, and an Israeli army attack leaves three Palestinians dead in the coastal region. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli airstrikes killed three Palestinians in the central Gaza Strip city of Rafah in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Medical sources reported that Israeli military jets fired two rockets at a crowd of civilians in the city centre, resulting in the deaths of three men. Israeli military sources confirmed today that there had been three Palestinians killed in Gaza and said that the aim of the airstrike was to target Hamas members. The strikes come following Israeli Defence Minister Ehud Barak's authorization of military action against Gaza. 12 members of Hamas have been killed during Israeli attacks on Gaza in the past week. Also today, the Israeli Information Center for Human Rights in the Occupied Territories, B'Tselem, asserted its disappointment at the decision of the Israeli Supreme Court of Justice regarding the reduction of fuel supplies to the Gaza Strip. The group also pointed out that the court had postponed its decision regarding Israel's plans to reduce the fuel supply to Gaza for 2 weeks, as it was originally to be given on the 2nd of December. The purpose of the postponement is said to be in order to gather additional information and facts regarding the Israeli plan and its consequences to Gaza residents. Thereafter, the Israeli judges declared that there had been no objection to starting the immediate implementation of the plan for reducing the fuel supply. Israel's controversial decision has already started to take effect, with the Palestinian population in Gaza unable to travel by car between locations within the Gazan border. The population is already prevented from travelling anywhere outside of Gaza, as Israeli forces have completely sealed off the borders. In addition, many Palestinians who depend on gas for cooking food will be unable to do so with the cutoff in place. In the West Bank, Israeli military forces kidnapped a Palestinian youth from the northern West Bank city of Tubas earlier on Tuesday morning. Also near Tubas today, local sources reported that Israeli troops attacked Palestinian shepherds. Meanwhile, the Israeli army carried out another violent attack on western Nablus in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Troops stormed several neighbourhoods in the city, kidnapping one civilian. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Brian O'Keoni and Ghassan Bunura.